You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is our fascination? And I'm part of this too. What is our fascination with the food truck?
I mean, everywhere I go,
if there's a food truck pulled up, people are in line. People love the food truck to the point that we seriously thought about taking the food truck that I owned and actually using it and creating, you know, a particular food. I had my food all picked out that I was going to do, too.
Yeah, little bagel bites or something?
It was Dom's Muffin Burgers.
Oh, yeah, the Muffin Burgers. I remember that.
Remember my Muffin Burger idea?
Yep.
I don't want to give any more of that away. I might still do it sometime. Dominic's Muffin Burgers.
Probably because these food trucks just have the weird concoctions, something ooey gooey and cheesy and bad for you. And, you know, you're at an event like this at the Tivoli, and you're like, man, yeah, some mac and cheese in an ice cream cone does sound good. Yeah, I'll take one of those.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
I know, right? So, that's the appeal, man. And usually people are drinking and stuff around these things, so you're like, got a hankering for some fatty food. And they're a big success. I'll tell you which one's a huge success is the one that's going around my neighborhood constantly, and every little school event, they're at every little park event, is this, it's Kona Ice. It's a Kona Ice truck where you can get like, it's like frozen ice with the flavored syrup on it.
So it's like a snow cone.
They've got the spigots, snow cones, on the side of the van or whatever it is. So you can go right up and you know, the spigots are coming out and you put whatever flavor you want on the ice. And we were just at a school event, and I kid you not, the line was 35 minutes to even get up to the window to get one. And I was like, they are just raking it in.
What were they charging for a snow cone?
I think they're like $5, $6, something like that. You know,
for
depending on
ice.
It's essentially ice. That's all it is. And a little flavored syrup. So they've got to just be banking.
I was were you a snow cone kid?
Yeah, I like snow. I got no beef with the snow cone.
I was there was one thing I couldn't ever wrap my brain around even as a kid, because my sister loved them and we'd go places. My parents would be like, do you want a snow cone? I was like, I don't get it.
Well, you know, on a cool day,
like I would find myself like taking the back of my hand and wiping, you know, the ice off onto the ground, and then just drinking.
A weird kid!
The junk,
the
out
syrup.
Of it. The syrup. Because that's what. Also, if they just gave you a little paper cone of crushed ice, nobody would eat it. But you pour that syrup on. That's all any kid really wants.
Well, yes, it's the flavored syrup. It's no different than a popsicle or something like that.
Popsicle's a little bit
different. It's a different popsicle.
I felt like popsicles actually had flavor all the way through, whereas snow cones just, no matter how much syrup you put on it, when you get a mouthful of ice, it just tastes like ice.
Well, you got to have even distribution. You know, you got to know what you're doing.
Give me the popsicle all day long.
I always wanted Snoopy snow cone maker as a kid growing up. Did you ever see the Snoopy snow cone maker where you put the ice in it and it grinds it there in the middle and spits it out? But my mom never let me have it.
Well, see, that's the thing. My parents didn't have to worry about getting that for me because they knew I wouldn't use it anyway.
He'll be fine. I think it's just because it made a giant mess in the kitchen and they didn't want to deal with it.
And that syrup is sticky. And why don't they have more banana popsicles out there? Have you noticed how difficult it is to find banana flavored popsicles? Or you probably haven't.
I have not.
I don't think it's an official popsicle flavor anymore. I think you have to get an off brand if you want the banana popsicle.
Doesn't seem like a very popular flavor.
It's probably not, but when you're sick, a banana popsicle is something that really hits home.
Especially when you got cherry and blue raspberry and strawberry. Nobody's picking the banana.
I'm going banana all day long.
That's like getting an avocado popsicle or something. It's not a good flavor.
You know what? That would probably sell. I'm sure it would. We referenced this at the beginning of this whole nonsense.
This whole rant.
They went out and put out some sort of poll. I don't know what it was. Somebody tried
to find. It's a fun poll.
It's a study that ranks all 50 states by how fun they are. Now, let's just all agree going into this conversation that your definition of fun and my definition of fun might have nothing in common. But even with that, they claim that California is the most fun state in America. And I guess that has to be true because there's so many different things you can do there.
Sure, and they got an ocean and everything. Just the ocean activities alone.
You got everything from, you know, the beaches and stuff of Southern California all the way up to wine country up north. I mean, it's...
The great redwood forests are up there, aren't they?
The forest. Driving your car through the middle of a tree. Florida was number two. Nevada, no doubt, just because of Vegas, blah, blah, blah. Illinois came in fifth, which is funny to me, but I guess it's just Chicago. Is there that much to do in Chicago? I like Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know. It's fifth. But then they put Colorado at number six.
That's okay. Yeah, we're fun, right?
I guess. I don't see how we're not. I can grant California, Florida, and Nevada, but I got to go Colorado number four.
Probably.
Number
just mountain activities.
Oh, and winter and summer is the
great
thing.
Great golf courses, skiing, yeah.
Potweed for all the people who
love
that.
Potweed, if you're bored, then boom, smoke a joint, you know, you're having fun.
Yeah, you know, all those breweries that you like
breweries,
to talk about.
Breweries, yes. I mean, there's so much beer. The nightlife here is great.
Colorado's
come on,
got
now
to be number four.
Yeah.